This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. You were captivated by all those magazines with beautiful spring lawns filled with crocuses, daffodils, and hyacinth. You saw your gardens teeming with tulip color. You plotted the area out and planted with abandon. And then the squirrels showed up. Those tenacious little bulb eaters. Arrgh. People have discussed ideas about what to do for as long as we've planted bulbs. The best method so far is to sink chicken wire into the ground around your bulb bed and then cover the area with more chicken wire and mulch it. That idea is great if you have a small permanent bed, but rather impractical for many of us who like to pop them in here and there. Other gardeners say just laying the chicken wire on top along with mulching the area works for them. I would lay down straw mulch over this to remind me that there's chicken wire underneath. Some folks say their dogs keep the squirrels away. Good dog. Mine, she chased them up a tree. She caught a couple, but it still wasn't enough. They are persistent little creatures and will eat even bulbs that they're not supposed to like, such as grape hyacinth and daffodils. However, they're not big on onions, so alliums are a good choice, as are pink bells, squill, and summer snowflake. There's a product called Tree Guard that you can spray your bulbs with before you plant. Its main ingredient is called Bitrix, and it's quite bitter tasting to animals, well, and frankly, people. It's safe for the environment and contains latex, which makes it stick to the bulb. I've shared some pretty bulbs for a large planting area I found on White Flower Farm. Take a peek at GardenBite.com for more information and find GardenBite on Facebook. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future Garden Bites. What's on your mind? That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.